It's Tuesday, you know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mr. Wrestling Theater 420, Episode 71, Season 3, Episode 24, Face of the Revolution.
Yeah, that works. I'll give a quick happy birthday to Iron Sheik, Jordan Devlin, and MJF, which is fitting, as well as Dee Snider, Bret Michaels, and Mark McGrath. And Will.i.am.
And Mark Hoppus.
Yeah, Little Dicky.
Which other random people. Yeah. Sid Wilson.
Yeah.
Joseph Hahn. Anyway, strand of the day is Rainbow Chip.
Yep.
We're going to watch and review Revolution.
Yes. We did the buy-in last week.
We did buy-in last week. You know, because we had to.
Yes.
And then maybe we'll do some Stone Cold stuff, because tomorrow is 316 day.
Yes, it is.
And also, rest random. In peace to Bad Guy Razor Ramon. Yes.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that until you said that.
Yeah, well, that's why I said it, because you forgot about it.
The bad guy.
anything else before we get into the show?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, so we're going to watch the first match, which is Eddie Kingston and Chris Jericho. Come back and give you our thoughts on that.
Yep.
All right, we're back. All right, so first match, Jericho-Kingston.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
It was definitely better than I thought it was going to be.
Like, Kingston isn't that far away in age from Jericho, but he still wrestles much better than Jericho does in his older age now.
He's still younger.
Yeah, I know.
But like, he's like, probably like 10 years even.
Yeah, because he's probably only about 40, right?
Right.
Jericho's 50 now, or 50-something now. So, but you know, it was better than I thought it was going to be. Jericho suplexed him off the fucking ring apron, and that looked like that hurt. Like, I don't know if I would have
getting dropped on your neck 50 fucking times kind of like it hurt, too. Speaking of which,
yeah,
he could get well to Big E.
Big E, because his neck's broken.
Right.
So, and that was with, like, Sheamus and Ridge Holland.
And Butch.
And Butch. Oh, God. Dude, like, I never mind. But, yeah, Kingston match was good. He did, but he actually made Jericho tap, too.
Right.
Which I didn't see that happening.
And then the fallout from it on Dynamite started a new faction, probably two new factions out of the deal. You probably get Kingston and Santana and Ortiz.
Yes.
They will go. So what happened was Jericho called Kingston out to the ring. Yeah. He's like, hey, I was a dick. Let me shake your hand.
Yeah.
So he shakes his hand. And then 2.0 and Danny Garcia come out.
Okay.
And start attacking Jericho and Kingston. So then Pride and Powerful come out. And then Jericho ends up hitting Santana, what are Ortiz with a fucking baseball bat or something. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, so a new faction formed. It's a Jericho Appreciation
Society.
It is Jericho, Hagar, Danny Garcia, and the two fucking 2.0 guys. Okay. So basically Inner Circle 2.0.
Yeah, just with younger people now.
Yeah. Like, and a group that actually makes sense together.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I see them more with him than I do fucking Pride and Powerful or Guevara.
Yeah. Guevara's definitely off on his own thing now. After
he's on to Ty Conti.
Yes. Yes. He is. I'm sure you've seen the fucking meme, and it was like Hook from when he was at the strip club, and it said fucking Sammy Guevara and Ty Conti when Inner Circle was falling apart or whatever. I thought that was funny as shit.
Yep, he already quit or whatever. He quit one of the other episodes. Say, I've quit before, I'll quit again.
Yeah.
It quit so you guys get together or some shit.
Yeah. Anyway, they had a match and then, like, they broke apart badly.
So now it's legit fake LAX.
Yeah.
Because he has Kingston instead of Conan and fucking Santana Ortiz instead of Homicide and Hernandez.
Yes.
So it's fake LAX.
Fake.
All they gotta do is add in Dynamite, whatever the fuck her name is. Dynamite? Because she was in LAX, too.
I don't know how to say her.
Because they can't have Zelina Vega, because she's someplace else.
She is, for now.
But that would complete fake LAX.
Yeah. Close. All right.
So, yeah, I guess that match, I'll give it a 6. Like, it was a good opening match, I guess.
It was a good opening match. It had Jericho's name in it, so it put asses in seats, at least.
Right.
Didn't expect Eddie to win. I think that was my favorite part about
Eddie
it. And some weird fucking submission that he made him tap.
Yeah. orange plum or some shit. What do you call it?
Something plum. It was plum or plume. I don't know. It was the stupidest name I've ever heard.
All right. Next match is
the triple threat tag team championship match between Young Bucks, Red Dragon, and Jungle Express.
Yes.
Right? Or yeah. Jurassic Express. I don't know.
Yeah, Jurassic Express because he's Jungle Boy and yeah. Dinosaur.
Yeah. JR the fuck out of that.
You did
JR. JR still can't get that shit right.
So Jungle Boy, Jack Perry. I feel
bad. Yeah. All right.
All right, we'll be back after we watch that match.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. So that was Triple Threat Tag Team Match, Young Bucks, Red Dragon, and Lucha Jungle Express.
Messed me up. I was about to say it right, too.
No, sure you were. Yeah. We'll say you are.
That was a pretty ridiculous match. I expected it.
A lot of fun high spots.
Yeah, well, yeah, the Bucks, Red Dragon, and fucking...
Jungle Boy.
Yeah, and his dinosaur.
And his dinosaur. Boy and his dinosaur, like they used to be called.
Yep, Boy and his dinosaur. But yeah, it was pretty good, actually. Luchasaurus got the most, like, in-ring time he's gotten in, like, a fucking...
Like, I've never seen him in that ring that much.
No.
Like I said, it's always been Jungle Boy.
Most of the matches on TV that they have, like, on Dynamite or whatever, Rampage, it's mostly Jungle Boy, and he gets, like, a couple spots, and that's it. Yeah, like, he actually had a good bit in this one.
Yeah, he usually gets his ass beat for a while, because they, like, gang up on him.
Yeah.
And then Jungle Boy comes in with a hot tag and does a bunch of flippy shit and wins.
Yep.
He's the Riho of the men's division.
I mean, I guess that's not wrong. So, yeah. There's a lot of good spots in that. It ended pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I mean, and good. I thought they were going to hit him on the Doomsday, though. I thought they had him with that, but...
Yeah, I thought that, I guess too. Not. I mean, I imagine it needed to be that long, but...
Yep, but...
I feel like it was a long one.
It was a long one, but I guess what happened with the tag... We got three tag teams in there. We got another one of these coming up. This is the second of two...
Because there's another one.
That one's at least Tornado, though.
Yeah. So which, like, is going to be just as chaotic.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't have Rick Knox anyway, so.
Give the worst ref the fucking most people.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's just because it's the Young Bucks match.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we're going into the Face of the Revolution match.
Yes, which is.
Which is the match that got us tied at 69.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it is.
So it's a ladder match for some stupid fucking. Sonic ring.
Yeah, it's a ring, but it does look like a Sonic ring. I don't know why they do that. It looks so stupid. You could just do a briefcase. Right? Because it's essentially just a contract anyway.
It is, and then event 2 years from now, you will get to win the fucking TNT title.
That's funny, actually, because I know the results of one of those later on, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we get to, who is it? Christian Wardlow.
Orange Cassidy.
Ricky Starks.
Hobbs. And Keith Lee. That skin is gory.
I don't know if he sings that anymore.
The crowd does.
Oh, whatever.
It's good enough, right?
I guess.
Yep.
All right. We're back.
Yep.
We're back.
All right.
After a six-man ladder match.
Yes, for the Sonic ring. Why is that thing...
They call it a brass ring, but it looks gold.
Yes, exactly. And I get the whole brass ring thing with it. You know, that's what they call the championship. It's an old name for it.
But well, it's reaching for the brass rings that don't exist.
Yeah.
WWE, so they have to make fun of it.
Yes. But, like, did they have to make it look like a Sonic ring?
It looks like a Sonic ring.
Because it's very distracting. Like, it's fine. The match is fine when you don't see the ring. But when you see the ring, I can't get over how stupid it looks.
Like, having this match where the match just took to the fucking... apron for no reason.
Yeah.
On the stage.
Yeah. That was pretty, though. Like, was it fucking Hobbs and Keith Lee got, like, bulldozed off the stage by Wardlow, which was pretty good.
But all that happened and nothing happened in the ring.
Which is messed up because Christian was in there and he set up, like, three different ladders, which is so stupid.
Right, just climb one.
Because if you just set the one up and climbed it, he would have won.
He would have won.
I know, but it's wrestling and we know how
to wait for your spot.
Yes. But that was much to the dismay of Ricky Starks, who ended up getting power bombs into the ladder.
And his head stuck in the middle of it.
Yes, ass in the air, head stuck. Very, you know, cartoony position for sure.
Did. You don't like his nickname, huh?
Stroke Daddy? It's hilarious, but it caught me off guard randomly. I don't know why I haven't heard that yet.
say it all the time.
I don't know. Like, I watch it and I don't. I tune out what they say though. Sometimes I don't know.
So Wardlow won. So that's like I said, how you got your 69 point, because you got Spivak in the UFC fight as well.
Yes.
Now the winner, Wardlow, faces the winner of, which would have been on Dynamite, Guevara and Scorpio Sky. The result of that is Scorpio Sky being the TNT champion right now.
Yes.
So it's
which isn't going to last very long for him, probably.
MJF's going to screw him. Probably. MJF, Spears.
Probably Spears.
Yeah. So somehow. Someone's going to come out and screw him.
Yeah. Spears is going to come out with a chair and screw him over in the match somehow by hitting him instead of fucking.
It doesn't matter who he hits. Sky. He's not going to win the title that way or whatever, so.
Yeah.
That's how that's going to happen.
That makes sense, I guess.
So, match, I mean, other than some cool... I mean, Dan, we got Danhausen signing. Danhausen.
Cursed fucking... Who the fuck did he curse?
Wasn't it Starks and Starks, Wardlow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't work very well. It only worked on Starks because he got stuck in a ladder.
Yeah, so it worked on Starks really well.
Yeah. But it didn't work on Wardlow, apparently.
Orange Cassidy got thrown. That was pretty funny.
Yes.
And then he like disappeared after that. I didn't see him after that at all.
No. But that's fine. Because I don't think Orange Cassidy should even be in this match, to be honest with you.
They got to put him somewhere.
I know.
He's a big part of their show for some reason.
I don't know. Tony Khan must love him for some reason. And the audience kind of does, too. Which, like,
They like all the goofy shit when it's not WWE goofy shit.
Yes. Like, Danhausen...
Is very goofy.
Is very goofy.
Very evil.
Yeah.
Very goofy, very evil.
Yes. Very, like, comically goofy evil.
But, like, on purpose.
Yes. And they love him. But yet, fucking, you know, if that was WWE, they'd shit all over it.
Exactly.
So. Makes no sense sometimes. But, yeah, it was a decent match. I'd give it, like, a 6, probably.
6 sounds good.
I've seen better ladder matches.
Me too. It was an interesting ladder match. I don't think we scored the tag team match.
No, that was definitely probably like an 8, though.
7.5. I want to be a dick.
All right, be a dick. 7.5.
Bucks are annoying, so 7.5.
Bucks are annoying. Like, they're really good at what they do in the ring, but they're really good at being douchebags, too, so it's like...
Douchebag of the day. Both Bucks.
Yeah, so far, I don't care anybody else, so...
All right, good. Both Bucks.
All right.
You can have Nick.
Buck 1, Buck 2. I was just going to say Buck 1, Buck 2, but
whatever, okay. That works. All right. Our next match is for the host title.
The host title, yes. With Jay Cargill and...
Ty Conti.
Ty Conti, yes.
All right. We'll be back after we watch this fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
All right, bye. All right, so train wreck.
Yeah. It wasn't a horrible train wreck, but it wasn't good.
I didn't like that match.
No. I just wanted it to be over as soon as it started, almost, so.
Pretty, yeah. I wanted that out of the way.
Yeah. Like a what? 4?
That was nice.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna give it a 2. Steel chair to the arm.
Steel chair to the arm, which was supposed to be to the face, apparently, but it wasn't.
Her doing the, Glamazon, does that thing called the Beth Phoenix bomb thing?
Yeah, I forget what that's called.
Anyway, she did that and like
the glam slam.
Glam slam, and then like that was, then she's like put her hands down.
Yep.
And like hit her in the face at all. Yeah. I didn't like that match. This is gonna be a real short segment. That match sucked.
Yep. Basically segue for the next match, which is probably gonna be the best match of the night, which is MJF and
CM Punk.
And the dog collar match.
And dog collar match.
So it's gonna be violent too.
That'd be fun. All right. So. Yeah.
Much better than what we just had. That last match was definitely, all right, we're going to put on a good one next, so go get your refreshments now.
And that was we'll definitely use the bathroom. Break. That was definitely bathroom break.
You know? Yeah, for sure.
JB and Jade was cool, I guess.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean,
that was
fuck it. That. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bullshit match.
All right. We'll be all back. Right. Don't call it time.
Yep.
We're back. That was...
That's right.
Best match so far, at least, right?
Yeah, definitely so far. We don't have...
I'm a little more biased because it is CM Punk, and yes. We do like MJF a lot, too, so...
Yes, he's really good at being a heel. Like, so much so that I respect and like him. Even though he's a douchebag, I like him.
He's made up, man. He is the greatest heel. Well, not the greatest heel of all time, but, like, no. He's definitely the greatest heel of right now time.
Yeah,
right now time. That's how I said that. Right now time.
definitely the best up-and-coming heel. You know what Agreed. I'm saying? He'll be around for a while.
I like it a lot, yep.
But that was a brutal one, man. Punk got busted open early.
He busted open. MJF got busted open, too.
Yeah, there was blood.
He got the chain around his knee. They got to replace that mat. There's no way fucking...
Yeah, there was blood all over that mat, dude. Like, he was...
I'm sure dentists wouldn't care about rolling around in blood, but I'm pretty sure it's under the reason might not want to.
I mean, there might be blood in this one, too, so...
Well, they already had the unsanctioned match.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But anyway, yeah, so that match is next, but let's go back to the Punk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was definitely top-tier match, I mean...
Yeah, it's a good match. I mean, they were very violent with
Broke out the thumbtacks.
Yeah, they had thumbtacks. Punk has a fucking welt on his back that is visibly looks like the chain from when MJF hit him with it. He literally
definitely hurt a lot,
tattooed actually. Him with it.
Good you know. Tattoo.
That had to hurt, dude. I don't want to get hit with a chain.
I don't even care what kind of chain that is. Like, it could be like a cheap fucking chain. Still, that nylon's gonna hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially whipping it at you.
Yeah, because it has that strength to it. And then it's like doubled up because it's like...
Yeah, because they roll it.
Because it's so long, yeah. So fuck that.
definitely fun. Definitely some good shit in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good spots in there.
Wardlow coming out to throw the ring to Punk. Or not?
Yeah, well, he came out Punk. And he acted like he couldn't find it. And then Punk fucking hit MJF with the go to sleep. And Wardlow found the ring randomly and rolled it in the ring at Punk.
So, yeah, back to what I said, MJF is definitely going to screw Wardlow out of the TNT title.
Yes, which is what?
This Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
technically tomorrow. But, yeah, he's definitely going to screw him for that. Because Punk ended up hitting him with the ring, obviously. Punk beat the shit out of him, too.
Yeah, it was fun.
They beat the crap out of each other. It was good.
That match is, like I said, probably a match of the night. I'm going to give that one a 9.
I'll give that one a 9, too.
Also, because, like, you know, I'm a little biased, but still. It gets a 9. It's probably going to be the savior of this fucking card.
Probably. I mean, the tag team match wasn't bad. That one wasn't bad.
Right. But, I mean, now we had Jade, and now we got to go
Jade was definitely the low of the night. I would have rather seen the Statlander-Layla Hirsch match than that.
Yeah.
They could have switched those, and I wouldn't have cared.
I wouldn't have cared, but like, because I want either one of them on the card.
Yeah. Well, you could have put them all on the fucking pre-card and then just put the fucking one with
Malakai
and House of Black versus fucking Death Triangle with Rowan randomly. Yep. But yeah, that was a really good one. That was definitely the best match so far, and I, out of what's left, I expect it to be the best one. I don't really expect anything else to beat my rating on that.
Nothing's going to beat the 9 anyway. Like I said, I'm a little biased like it anyway, but...
Punk coming out with the old school fucking AFI entrance and the old school shorts. Reminded me of that TNA ROH era.
If they painted the ring half black, half red, like old ROH did, I would have thought it was an ROH fucking match.
Yeah. It was pretty violent like that too.
I mean, Khan did just buy ROH, so he can do whatever he wants to do, I guess.
Yeah, he did just buy ROH. I totally forgot about that.
For $40 million.
Yeah, I know, which is kind of... When you think about it, it's fucking Vince bought WCW for like $4 million, supposedly.
Inflation, man, inflation.
30-year inflation, 20-year inflation, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, so our next match is Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker?
Yes.
We'll be back after that one.
Yeah.
Okay, Britt Baker.
Thunder Rosa.
DMD.
DMD.
Thunder Rosa.
No
MD.
That was a pretty decent match. It was
a little back and forth.
Yeah, it was a little back and forth. It was a little bit better than, you know.
It was definitely a little other. Way better than the other one.
Yeah, the other one was pretty treacherous. But no, this one was. This was good. It was a decent match. It was nowhere near as good as their fucking unsanctioned match.
It wasn't anywhere near as good as that. But it was still good.
Yeah.
Had moments. Rebel kind of got her ass beat again.
Yeah, well, because she kept interfering. The second time she got her ass, like, speared through the ropes type thing. But then that ended up costing Thunder Rosa because she got curb stomped.
That's what she got for leaving the ring. Like, you decide to beat up the two looking goons. That's what happens.
Yep.
Hire a goon.
Yeah.
Watch your back.
She's got two. She's smart. why she's been champion so long, honestly. Because if she was on her own, she would not have won by now. Well, kept winning by now.
Right, yeah. She would have re-hoed her way through a bunch of stuff. Who knows?
Fucking Riho. The most unconvincing champion of the women's division.
Like, ever.
Yeah. So bad.
I mean, I'm glad Britt's the champion, at least. Like, at least it's someone you're like, oh, yeah, Britt's the champion, so it makes sense.
I'm fine with Britt being the champion. Like, absolutely fine.
I mean, yeah, I would have liked to see a Thunder have won, but, like, I mean, like...
Yeah, I mean...
It is what it is.
I'm sure she will at some point. You know, maybe in the near future. I don't know.
Maybe there's a rematch coming we don't know about.
Maybe. Might do something with, a steel cage or something.
Yeah, keep those two fucking other assholes out.
Yeah. That's how you're going to have to beat Britt.
Yeah.
Is to eliminate the other two somehow. Basically.
Cause a riff.
Yep. Yeah, one or the other.
Yep, that's it.
It's the only way to do it. You know? Technically, that riff is what cost MJF.
Yeah, true.
You know? Even though he's just going to keep going back and forth with that one.
Yeah, probably.
But I'd give it a 6.
Okay, I was gonna do five and a half.
Yeah, so somewhere between a 5 and a 6, so that's
fine. Fine match.
Yeah, nothing spectacular. This next one, though, will probably... I forgot about this one.
It'll be close to being in...
It's the only thing that will probably come close enough to being equal with the Punk and MJF match. And that's Dean Ambrose, well, John Moxley, and... Brian Danielson, because I almost said Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan versus Dean Ambrose.
Yep.
In a first blood match.
So it should have been.
Should have been. Missed it up.
Talking about bleeding. All the bleeding shit. They missed a big opportunity here.
Big opportunity here.
But yeah.
Anyway.
I'm excited for this one.
We'll be right back, I guess.
Yep.
All right.
All right. D. Bryan Mox.
Moxley.
And whatever.
And Danielson. Danielson, Bryan.
Whatever. Those two.
Daniel Danielson.
That was also a bloody-ass match.
It was a bloody-ass match.
They had to change a couple mats tonight because they got busted open with simultaneous elbows or whatever the hell they hit each other with.
On the outside.
Yep. Yeah.
That was violent like it was supposed to be.
That was as good as I expected it to be honestly. They beat the crap out of each other, stomping on each other's heads and...
Yeah, how you like getting kicked in the head, motherfucker?
Fucking all sorts of submissions out of both of them, too.
Right. Which is D-Bryan, which usually is.
Yeah. Moxley's like, I can wrestle. Don't forget that I can actually wrestle just because I like to punch people in the mouth all the time.
It's easier to punch in the mouth.
Yes.
So that's what he likes to do that for.
Yeah. But no, that was a good match. I enjoyed that one a lot. And then Regal coming out at the end after D-Bryan.
Regal coming out at the end.
Because I you didn't notice the pin either, like how the pin worked. Because they like, he flipped over, Moxley flipped over D-Bryan. His feet hit the ropes, which technically, according to the rules, means that whole thing should have been broken up. It. But then, yeah.
It's not a video game. Not automatic rope break.
Then they hit the 3 count, and then D-Bryan didn't want to shake his hands, and Regal came out and slapped both of them.
I thought that was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting stable there, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty mean-ass stable, if you think about it. Because Regal is...
You need a young gun now, that it's an evolution.
Yeah. Yeah. Who were they trying to go after? Was it Garcia?
It was Garcia, but Garcia's hanging out with...
He's hanging out with fucking Jericho now, so they gotta find somebody else.
They can find someone else.
Yeah.
I think Dante Martin.
Wouldn't be a bad one. I mean, that would be 3 great people to learn from.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Teach you some violence.
Yep. Because, like, D-Bry's on the very technical side of it. Ambrose is on the very bruiser side of it. And Regal is, like, in the middle of those two.
Yeah.
You know?
A little bit of both.
Yep. Be good.
I would like that a lot.
Fucking, this is turning into WWE, like, though. Randomly. Yeah. We got Regal and... Moxley and fucking D-Bry.
They let him go.
The Hardys.
if they would let him do more shit, WWE, then people want to stay there. Not everyone wants to be a fucking superhero.
Nope. Poor Nikki. I'm sure she doesn't even want to be almost a superhero either.
Well, that was her idea. So that's what she gets. She gets to be almost a superhero. It's better than superhero in training.
Oh, God. All right.
But right. Yeah,
that was good.
So our next match is the Tornado Six Man, Sting, Darby Allin, and another guy.
Sammy Guevara. Versus Matt Hardy.
Andrade.
And Cassidy? Cassidy's the one they picked to be in it because he got the pin.
I think it's Cassidy. Whatever.
Yeah.
AFLMO, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
LOL.
What is this?
Andrade Hardy family.
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
Family office.
Yeah, something like that.
That's stupid.
Some dental thing.
Yeah. Some dental thing. Sounds like some stupid corporation, honestly.
Anyway, we'll be back after that match.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Tornado Six Man.
It wasn't bad. It had some
Tornado fucking 12 other guys who came out.
Yeah, because you had Mark Quinn and the Butcher and the Blade come out.
Yeah.
Who randomly disappeared at some point.
Also Jose the Assistant.
Yeah, he got laid out pretty early on, though, because he got sat in a seat with the trash can over him, and Darby, like, flying out of the ring at him like a bullet, so that took him out.
Yeah, he wasn't off in the world, was he?
Sting jumped off the fucking balcony. He did, like, New Jack, almost New Jack style, through fucking tables, which was pretty cool considering it was Sting.
103-year-old guy jumping off the fucking thing.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was dope, though. But I watched that. I'm like, oh, he's going to be hurt now. He's going to be hurt. Don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself. Old ass man.
Well, I mean, so Sting team won.
Yes. The end was kind of botchy, though.
And it was super botchy because, like, he went for the coffin drop, but he was like,
he was way too far away for the coffin drop. And he, like, landed and, like, all, like, his head didn't even touch Matt Hardy. And then Matt Hardy just took the pin anyway. It was so botchy.
It was not a good one.
No.
But, I mean, I guess it was fine for what it was. It was just kind of chaotic.
It was kind of chaotic and crazy. Fucking Sammy doing the fucking Spanish fly through the tables on fucking... Yeah.
Why didn't Isaiah just push him back off, though? Like, you're up there waiting for him. Stamp on his fucking feet. Like, don't, like, sit up there and do nothing.
It was stupid. It was absolutely stupid. But it was still looked ridiculous. I think mainly because neither of the tables broke. One, like, landed on its side, and the other one just went flat. It didn't even break.
Probably hurt more, though.
Probably.
And then they were pretty fucked up. That set up that happened on Dynamite? Oh, yeah. Jeff Hardy made his debut after Matt was getting his ass whooped by Private Party, Butcher and Blade, and Andrade.
Stop to celebrate, dance with his music before he actually went to go save his brother who was getting choked out.
Made it out there, I mean, late.
Yeah, like, I'm out here, but I'm gonna stop and party first.
Oh, listen to music first. And Sting's like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. I gotta deal with you again.
I saw that there's 1,000 of those memes, and it showed the four of them in the ring, and then it showed the little thought bubble above Sting's head and the fucking face paint from that infamous match in TNA. It's like, oh, great. Here we go again. Why is this dude here? I don't wanna do a deal with this dude again.
He's better now.
Yes. Mostly.
We'll see.
Yeah. For how long?
I don't know.
Unfortunately with Jeff, it's a how long.
Maybe he's better.
If he stays better. But yeah. We'll see.
It's fine, though. I mean, let them to be a tag team.
Yeah. I think this is definitely... I think they both said they wanted to retire as a tag team together, so maybe this is that.
Just get that last little run in before the two old... Before they go join the Yacht Wall Club.
Yeah, because they're pretty close to that.
Yeah.
They're pretty close to that.
I mean, although Sting at 69. How old is he?
Sting's like 62 or 63.
Jumping off the balcony is pretty crazy, but still. Yeah. There's no PCO, who's like 110, too. Who's not at that level.
No, he's not.
Sting does not sell shit anymore.
No, he doesn't, dude. He, like, literally, like, just sat right up after, like, eating something in the ring. Like a steel chair or something.
Yeah, like, all right, I'm up now.
Yeah. Like, I'm not selling shit anymore. I don't give a fuck.
I'm too old for this. Yeah. Fuck that shit. Alright, so we got one more match.
Yep.
It's the Adam versus Adam match.
Yep.
I think Adam might win.
Cowboy shit Adam versus...
Here comes the
billboard head Adam.
Forehead, okay.
He's got a big ass forehead. I'm not gonna lie.
Sure.
Came out looking, trying to look like Master Chief and shit. And he's like a munchkin.
Not denying that. Anyway, we'll be back after that match, I guess. Alright, so main event of the evening. Adam versus Adam.
Battle of the Adams.
But Adam... Adam Ant in the fucking... So, it was a good...
It was a pretty good match.
A lot of kicks, a lot of clotheslines.
Yeah, you could tell what they specialize. I mean, Adam Cole's always used his feet and his knees, and fucking Hangman's very cowboy style wrestler. Yeah. A lot of
clotheslines, like the
discus shots and fucking
reverse fucking tombstone that he does. Dead eye.
He actually hit him with the tombstone too.
Yeah.
And then the dead eye through the table, which looked like it hurt him more.
It hurt fucking Hangman way more.
And then he tied him up with his belt to the fucking.
Yeah, again, that's not a DQ.
Like, it feels like that should be a DQ in some way.
Like, you could part of the attire, but like, I mean,
that's only reason I argue it. I think that you could only way you could argue it not being a DQ is because it's used in a part of his attire.
But it's
definitely a DQ type move.
It definitely is. Like, oh, I'm gonna fucking tie you up into the fucking ropes, where I can't hit you. Yet I'm gonna kick you in the face twice.
Exactly. So if I held you up in the corner like that, you'd start counting to five.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But whatever. So it feels like a DQ.
But it wasn't. It's fine. Like, take it. Red Dragon out there. Dark Order out there.
Yep.
Just to even out the odds later on.
Yep. And Dark Order came out just to get Red Dragon away, basically.
Yeah, but like, why didn't they come out earlier? Like, when Red Dragon came out?
I don't know.
I'm gonna let you beat the fuck again. Goes back to the Matt Hardy thing. I want to dance in the fucking aisle and let you. It's wrestling. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense.
Nope. Makes no sense at all. But no, it was a pretty solid match, actually.
Yeah, it was a cool match. It definitely wasn't Daniel Bryan, Moxley, or
Punk,
MJF.
No, it's like
but it's definitely the third match, so I'll probably give it a
seven and a half.
Because I could get a 2 and 9. So
yeah, I agree with that. I would say 7.5.
Fine. Overall,
I gave the tag match an 8, and you gave that a 7.5. Yeah, so that's kind of even.
Yeah, I guess. I guess the whole card's gonna be about an 8 anyway. Just call it what it is.
Yeah, I mean, the only rough spots really were
Ty and fucking Jade.
Ty and Jade, Britt and Thunder Rosa wasn't too great. Overwhelmingly right. Amazing.
It was just better than the other match. So yeah. The other two fucking girl matches.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was like a lot of sixes, and then
So it's probably like a 7. We'll call it a card of 7.
I'll call it a 7.
Definitely wasn't the card of the year.
There was 4 good matches, you know, right? Yeah, the tag match, this match, Punk, MJF, and D. Ryan Mox. So those.
And four highly rated. And I guess the tornado match wasn't horrible either. Just parts of it didn't make any sense. Like why is nothing happening in the ring? Kind of a ladder match at the same point.
Yeah.
Probably one of the lamest ladder matches I've ever seen.
It definitely was one of the lamest ladder matches I've ever seen.
That's why Patrick can't climb the fucking ladder. Yeah, but probably one of the lamest ladder. I mean, the tournament match was better, I guess, because I expect zero shit out of Sting. You know that, so.
Yeah, and then the balcony dive actually. Threw me for a loop.
Right.
I was surprised with that. I'm like, oh, he's gonna break a hip. But no, he's fine, I guess. So he was in the ring on Wednesday after that. So
I was in the ring on Wednesday to get beat up by the rest of AFFAA. Andrade family, whatever. Whatever they're called now.
Yeah.
Andrade's crew.
The Andrade Club, I don't know.
Andrade Appreciation Society. Everything's just going to be called that from now on. Sting Appreciation Society.
Which now I guess Sammy's a part of randomly.
I guess.
And he's not with the Inner Circle because that's not a thing
anymore. It's not a thing anymore. He's not part of Inner Circle 2.0 either.
No, he's not.
So, I don't know where he's going to end up. Gotta have a fucking clue. He can't go anywhere.
Yeah, you need a group. You need friends. Tay Conti can't be your backup.
Nope. You're probably going to get a fucking stupid mixed tag with Conti and Sammy versus Paige and
Britt Baker.
No, what the what?
I don't know.
No.
You said
Paige Van Zandt.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
And that was his name, Scorpio.
Yeah.
Since he's a TNT champion now.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, maybe he won't be a TNT champion after Wardlow beats the fuck out of him. But I still think MJF's going to screw
him. I still think MJF will screw over Wardlow tomorrow night. That's definitely happening. Because he kind of screwed him over in his match against Punk.
Yep.
Which, technically, that rivalry, is that done or not either?
You might get MJF versus Wardlow for a little while.
Yeah.
Which would be fine. Break that up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then CM Punk can go face Team Taz. Just run through them.
Right? Ricky Starks.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. But, like, you got to run through that crew first.
Yeah.
Maybe Hook stick from the front of that. Anyway. He just comes out by himself anyway.
Yeah, he just suplexes a whole bunch of random nobodies.
Yeah. So, probably him.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right. So, like I said, decent pay-per-view overall.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, 7. It was definitely better than anything else I've seen recently. Right. To be honest with you. I don't have high hopes for 2 nights of Mania right now either.
Me neither.
There's not a lot. Like, I'm going to watch it just because it's Mania and I'm going to watch it, but
it does not look very entertaining right now.
I don't think it needed to be 2 nights because there's not enough good shit to fill 2 nights in that.
Nope.
At all. So.
Alright, so we got Anchor.fm.
Yep.
King's going to rant.
Yep.
We're going to try a fucking gross beer. I assume it's gross anyway. What do you think?
It's the IPA, which we don't like, so it's probably going to be gross.
Yeah. Alright, so. Alright. We'll be back.
That's right.
Anchor.fm.
Hello, and welcome again to the Monday Night Rant. I am the king of old school. I got a few things I want to talk about this week, so let's get started. First off, today is Pi Day for anybody that gives a shit. Any, you know, math-type people out there. More importantly, on Wednesday, it is 3/16. And podcast related, 3/16, we celebrate Stone Cold Steve Austin. Or if you're less sacrilegious, I guess you'd celebrate the Gospel of John. But here, we celebrate Stone Cold Steve Austin. And remember, you can thump your Bibles, say your prayers, talk about your Psalms, talk about your John 3:16, but Austin 3:16 says, "I just whipped your ass." Words to live by. Okay, with that said, moving on. Next up, didn't watch any bit of Raw, not a bit, and I don't really care. So it shows. Only caught a little bit of AEW on Wednesday, just enough to see that, Jeff Hardy debuted. That's no big surprise. Is anybody really surprised by that? No, I saw it coming a mile away, especially with the Twitter and internet bullshit going on. So, yeah. That was that. I do have to comment that, I don't know why, but it looked like Darby Allin, I can talk today, looked like he was about to shit himself when Jeff Hardy came out. I don't know why. He looked like he was just as surprised as anybody that doesn't own a computer or a smartphone or has a Twitter app. So, yeah, he looked shocked as all hell or in awe. I don't know if that was an act or if he was really marking out for himself, but yeah. There's a lot of potential there for Jeff Hardy in AEW, I'm not going to lie. So hopefully we see something going on there. I'd rather see them go into the tag division and do something there instead of Jeff Hardy being thrust into a championship, be it a TNT or heavyweight championship, but yeah, that's just me. I'd obviously would like to see them against the Young Bucks just for the pure hell of it, but you know, we'll see what happens. Fast forward on to Friday. I'm going to skip the obvious news for a second, get to that. Don't worry. Didn't catch all of SmackDown, but I did catch enough to just keep a drift of what was going on. I did watch most of, if not all of, the Sami Zayn Ricochet match for the IC title. That actually was pretty good. And I'm actually surprised by that because, quite frankly, I didn't think that Ricochet had it in him to put on a match like that. Not that I'm saying Ricochet is bad, but it was a pretty decent back and forth, and It actually was entertaining, and I wasn't anticipating that. I've come to realize that, you know, I wouldn't think of that from those two. Let's just put it that way. Leave it at that. I'm glad that the IC title is not going to be defended against Johnny Knoxville. At least as of now, it does not look that way. I've got a feeling that Knoxville will make his presence known if Sami Zayn does challenge Ricochet at WrestleMania. I have a feeling that shenanigans will happen and Knoxville will be involved in the outcome. However, I'd like to see somebody else challenge Ricochet for that. I don't know who, but just somebody else. That way, Sami Zayn can go do his bullshit with Johnny Knoxville and there'll be no championship on the line for them to fuck with. Speaking of championships, apparently Dolph Ziggler beat Bron Breakker for the X Division belt. I have been trying to find a clip of that so I can watch that match without going into my Peacock app, which I never seems to work for me. Ben, I'm not having much luck on that. I have read that they're going to end up putting Breakker into the main roster. Rumor has it he's probably going to be there before WrestleMania. So, I mean, I know he's already made his debut on Raw and all of that, but I have read that he's probably going to be a regular fixture and not just a couple matches here and there kind of a deal. So we'll see what happens there. The guys aren't very high on him. Jury's still out with me. I haven't fully decided if I like him or not. I've seen him in the ring a few times. He's nothing overly spectacular. He reminds me a lot of a hybrid of Rick and Scott Steiner, to be quite honest with you. I'd like, if he does come up to the main roster on a full-time basis, I'd like them to use him as a Steiner, you know, have him be Braun Steiner, you know, Rex Steiner. I mean, hell, they did it with Pete Dunne on Friday. They changed his name up, so why not? Let me get back on course to Friday. They had Austin Theory jump Pat McAfee, so that looks like it's going to happen, and I wouldn't be surprised if Vince McMahon was in Theory's corner at that one. And I don't know if they're going to be making McAfee into a full-time wrestler now, if that is the situation. I kind of hope not. With the exception of climbing up on the table dancing to the Street Profits, I don't mind him. Yeah. He brings something to the table. He brings an entertaining factor to it, which surprises me because usually I don't like the guys like that. I hated when WCW would bring in the random guys like, what was it, Mark Madden? So we'll see. Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey went at it at the end. I just don't like Charlotte. I just want to see her get her ass kicked. Just because I really just don't like her. I can't get into anything that she does. I mean, at least with her father, I could get in a little bit, but just absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I just want to see Ronda Rousey kick her ass, just for the pure fact that it's Charlotte Flair getting her ass kicked. So now let's talk about the news from Friday. The botch that could have killed Big E. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I've seen the move. I have yet to determine who's at fault there. Was it the fact that Holland didn't seem to have a decent grip on it, or did Big E not prepare himself properly? I can't tell, but in either case, Big E's sitting there with a broken neck and will probably be out for a good year, give or take a couple of months. That's my guess, going by wrestlers that have had broken necks in the past. He's also not going to be the same for a while. I hope the WWE is proud of themselves. I'm not blaming them, but if you hadn't pulled the plug on his singles run and gave him a little bit of leeway, I don't think he would have been in that situation from the start. My next point is, this is the now the second botch involving Ridge Holland that has injured a wrestler. Granted, it was himself the last time, but I think they need to seriously think about his future going forward, because I don't feel that he's completely innocent in this. I mean, yeah, it was a botch. Yeah, it's a mistake. But the more I watch it, I kind of see it on both ends, as both men being responsible for it. So knowing his past, I think that he might need to go back to NXT where it's developmental and have him do some work. That was terrible. Just watching that over and over. I didn't watch that live, so I don't know how they reacted to it. I watched it on YouTube, probably about a half hour after SmackDown went off the air, and after they announced that Big E broke his neck, and I saw the interview from Big E later on, not interview, I guess, but of the video that he posted saying he was okay. And so, I mean, that's a plus, but that's hopefully, you know, get well soon to him. Speaking of, not to brush him off, but speaking of wrestlers that get well soon on, has Triple H come back? I know I don't watch Raw that often, but I have not heard or seen him in any of the times that I've watched Raw. So, and I know that other wrestlers have come back from heart issues relatively, not quickly, but seems like they've come back sooner than he has. I know he's got small children to think about as well, so I wouldn't be overly quick to come back if I were him. So I understand that aspect. I'd want to be there for my family as well. And also the fact that, you know, everything that he worked for was shit all over. So he might be pissed off as well. I mean, you never know. He might just write out his contract and go elsewhere. I don't know. Personally, what I'd like to see in the next year or so is have him come back up to health and challenge, somehow put a challenge in for the day-to-day running of the WWF, WWE. I think he would, if you put Vince out to pasture, I think it'd be for the best for everybody. I don't want to go too far today. I don't want to get too much into anything. I've read a lot about Vince McMahon and the bullshit that he's been pulling for years and years and years. And wow, it just some of the reasons behind killing pushes and killing wrestlers' careers is just asinine. It's ridiculous, some of the stuff that he's done and the reasoning behind it. I'm not going to talk too much about it today. I'm actually going to save that one for a day when I've got nothing to talk about, and I'll play that probably within the next week or so. But yeah, it's some crazy shit. Don't really have much on a douchebag of the day. I mean, I want to very much, but I got nothing for a douchebag this week. Guess you could say Ridge Holland if you really want to go that direction, but I don't really. It was a mistake, so I don't really call him a douchebag. Actually, douchebag of the day, I'm gonna go with Pete Dunne and what they did to him. Because, yeah, that whole Butch thing and forgetting his accomplishments on NXT, even if they were minuscule compared to others. Goddamn none. I'm going to say that WWE Creative and Pete Dunne, you're my douchebag of the day for just pretty much wiping your slate clean for what, so you can be a manager. All right, so I'm pretty much done talking. to myself today. Again, happy 316 to you all. Bye.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics, great puns. Yeah, man, check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low, that's the motto. You listening to Save You in the background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
All right, so thanks, King. Do your little fucking thing.
Yes.
So tomorrow is 316. That is Stone Cold Steve Austin Day.
Correct.
So I wanted to try the Stone Cold Steve Austin Broken Skull beer thing.
Yes. We got from El Segundo Brewing Company, Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA. It says it's a badass 6.7% IPA designed by Steve Austin and El Segundo Brewing Company for the working man and woman. Oh, it features Citra, Cascade, and Chinook hops to deliver big flavor. Chinook.
That's a Chinook hop.
Chinook. Chinook hops.
Oh, okay.
So it's three different types of hops. Citra hops, Cascade hops, and Chinook hops. To deliver big flavor with an easy finish.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. Just reading what it says. It says, now stop reading and start enjoying this awesome beer. Cheers.
All right. So I'm going to tell you that also tomorrow they're releasing worldwide or nationwide, not worldwide, nationwide, the Steve Austin American Lager, which is probably more like a Budweiser or a Bud
That's
Light.
That's definitely more of a...
Which is probably more of our style.
Bush style beer than...
I mean, IPA is not our style to begin with.
No, it's not.
We also don't drink as much anymore, but we are going to rate this beer. That is okay. That is the point of this.
Yep. All right.
So here we go.
Crack it open.
Probably should throw it at me and we can shake it up and
I don't wanna have to like have beer smelling clothes though, so I'm not doing that.
That's the one all over me.
Alright, here we go.
It tastes like an IPA.
Yeah.
I mean that's all I can give you. It has an IPA taste to it.
It's very citrusy almost. They're
very hoppy. With those Chinook hops or whatever the fuck
Chinook,
it is.
It says Chinook, unless I'm pronouncing it wrong. C-H-I-N-O-O-K. That's Chinook, right?
I guess so.
I mean, Citra and Cascade are easy, but that looks like Chinook to me.
Yeah, Chinook. I'm calling it that. I don't know what that is either. Yeah, this was...
It has a very...
So I'm going to rate it...
Hoppy fucking aftertaste, boy.
I don't like IPA. I don't like this.
I'm not an IPA person either. Neither one of us are IPA drinkers.
I'm gonna give it a 2.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really want any more of them. I will tell you that much right now.
I feel like if I literally drank like 6 of these, I'd be nauseous.
Well, they come in a 4-pack.
Even if I drank 4 of them,
they're a big can too.
They're 1 pint, so.
They're strong. They're 6.7, so that's more than you would normally get out of them. Yeah, I'm going back to fucking smoking weed. That was disgusting.
Yep, that can's... The other half of that's going down the drain. Sorry, Stone
Cold. Alcohol abuse. You can't do that.
No. Remember that back in the day?
Yeah, I don't care. That's fucking horrible.
That can go down the drain. I don't feel bad about that.
Yeah, so maybe not next week, but I'm going to look for the American Lager one. Like I said, that one should be a little... More my style, at least.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it'll be more of an American style.
Bud Light. Oh, that's very gross.
Very American, yeah. See, the aftertaste, right?
That's still in my fucking mouth. God.
It literally tastes like I ate the rind of a citrus. I ate grapefruit rind, basically, the aftertaste tastes like, is grapefruit rind.
This is not what I expected Stone Cold... Beer. I expected it to taste more like a Miller Lite. Yeah, that's probably what the lager tastes like.
That's probably what the lager tastes like. That's what he used to always drink a lot
back. Yeah, so I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like a Miller Lite, a Bud Light out of the other one.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, God, it's got to be better than this. This is not good.
That was bad.
I don't like that at all.
Yep, that's a two. I agree.
That.
I'm just giving it a two to be nice to Stone Cold.
Yeah, right. It gets a two because it says Stone Cold on it.
Yeah.
I don't think it would get like a zero. Or negative two.
Interesting to see what the other one tastes like. I hope it tastes better.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully I can find it. Like I said, it's out nationwide tomorrow or whatever, so. I'll see if it's there. Might not have it for a couple of weeks, but we'll do it at some point.
Man.
Never drinking that shit again.
Nope. I'll try any beer once of any sort, but, like, nope, not again.
Yeah, that was bad. Because it exists, I'm probably going to take a couple of sips of it while we continue talking about wrestling now. Anything else from the week? I mean, we just watched Revolution, so that was a fun watch, obviously.
Yeah. I didn't really catch too much in the week, to be honest. But, like, Scorpio Sky, he got his minute of fame on Wednesday after this. Last Wednesday.
Which we also talked about, right? Because tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
That's Wardlow versus Scorpio.
Yeah, Big E getting hurt.
Big E got hurt?
And then the whole Butch thing.
And then Butch.
We kind of ignored that at first early because we were trying to talk about fucking Revolution. But yeah, that thing, that bothers me.
Yeah, it's just a dumb name.
Too, like, the other one, Ridge, gets to keep his name. And his name's fucking Ridge. And he got to keep that
when he came up. Stupid name already. If it's a stupid name, you get to keep it.
Pete Dunne. I don't understand why they couldn't just call him Pete Dunne. And then, like, I don't know.
Pete Dunne's in the video game as Pete Dunne.
Well, that's good. Because the next video game, 2K23, he's going to be Butch. He's
not going to be in it at all.
Or he might not be in it at all. I don't know. He just signed a new contract recently, though. I don't know how long it was for.
Hopefully not very long, because, what, you're going to be Butch for the next fucking 4 years of your life?
What the hell are they going to call fucking Champa?
Harry.
Larry. Fucking Christ. That was so stupid.
They're going to call Thomas Champion. As far as they're going to call him, though. Like, don't. We'll put it aside.
I don't understand why they need to change the name, though. It just makes no sense to me. Yeah, they do it to everybody.
Gunta.
Yeah,
I'm trying to all release fucking. Yeah, this is gonna be gross.
Are you taking another sip of that? Why?
Look, because I'm a glutton for punishment. That was horrible.
Yeah, like why?
Coming to root beer. That was gross.
Yeah, root beer would be better.
Oh, God. That was not good. Now it's at a negative two. Don't drink any more of it.
Yeah.
The more you drink, the less you like it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, like, work out the aftertaste right now, so.
I don't know why I did that again. No, that was pretty stupid on my part.
That was gross.
Yeah, so I guess that's it for the week. Other than rest in peace to
bad guy. Yeah, rest in peace to Scott Hall, the bad guy.
I think next week we'll do a Razor Ramon, Scott Hall little tribute show.
I'm down for that.
That sounds good. Let's do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we'll do yet. We'll figure out the thing.
We're definitely watching the WrestleMania 10 ladder match.
Fine.
And we can do a watch and review of that, I guess.
Maybe we'll just do the same time. I don't know what we'll do yet. But anyway. I don't know,
something.
Well, we got something for Razor Ramon for next week.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Makes sense.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Until then, motherfucking deuces.
Peace.